Hi friends, it's all one word. It's late again, but I'm at home this time. It's 20 to tomorrow. Some calmer music for you. Calming because I think our days at Audio Boo, as far as being a kind of social area, are coming to an end. Just been looking on Facebook there, and Ruth, our very own Ruth, Otter UK, is looking like she's going to jump ship. And there were many of us that were hopeful. It may not be. As I mentioned about Jeff Thompson, he said that they're going to stop commenting and DMing. And, you know, Ruth mentioned on Facebook, you know, what's the point in that anyway, kind of thing. Oh, she's not bothered in that. Well, that, you know, that's fair enough. And all, you know, Ruth, if you're listening, all respect to you. But I find it very useful, therapeutic, and also a brilliant way to stay in touch with my friends, the people I've made friends with, especially through Audio Boo only, and those who I've maintained great friendship with ever since they started following me and speaking to me on Audio Boom. Sorry state of affairs, really, isn't it? And there doesn't appear to be any other medium out there that does what we want. That's to voice blog and have the capability to have a direct message input and output, and also to have commenting. If Audio Boom take that away from us, then we're screwed as a social voice blogging community, and I don't want that. Audio Boom has been there for me during my darkest times, and the ability for me to record comments. Now, look, okay, there are other ways around. I currently use WhatsApp to send audio messages, but only because the Audio Boom app for iOS is absolutely shocking. I'd like to know who's using this so-called Audio Boom app. And yet again, we're getting into this conversation where how can they have so many listeners or so many accounts or whatever rubbish they've got? How can they have so many? Because I truly believe that the masses do not use Audio Boom. I don't believe it whatsoever. If they're an iOS user, then they're either using the podcasts app, they're using Downcast or Overcast. Let's face it, they are. Or at least any single one of those bits of software is clearly doing more business than Audio Boom. I don't believe for a second that people are using Audio Boom. I don't know, though. I mean, what do you lot think about it? I mean, this is very one-sided and a very personal thing from me. But I can't see Audio Boom being so popular. I don't understand how they're masquerading behind something they're not. I think that the Audio Boom front is a facade. And am I being, you know, I'm still using it, so what does that make me? I think I'm one of the original users of what Audio Boom was meant to be. I know I've had a conversation the past couple of days that the app is, and the whole thing is not what Mark Rock wanted it to be. I've tweeted Mark Rock a couple of times and to see if we can drum up some kind of business, but he's not really interested, I don't think, which is a shame, because can he not come back now? Can he not produce? Can he not bring back the app under a new guise? because we would all flock there in droves, surely. Sad times, sad times. I feel as though Audio Boom is slipping away, though. And, look, if it's there just for a micro podcasting or a voice blogging facility, then fair enough, because at least we've still got that kind of release. But, you know, I think, you know, if you go on one of the BBC's or, I don't know, CNN's podcasts, you're there just to listen to it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Let's have a look. Let's see what's up this time. This music's going to cut out, I think. I'm going to keep talking. Okay, feature channels, Serial, which is brilliant. Okay, these are all proper podcasts. LBC, which is London's big... Okay, whoa. London's biggest conversation, which actually opens up automatically. Oh, you can comment on those. Ah, I stand corrected. Here's a BBC Radio 4 one. Whatever. Yep, you can comment, but nobody's commenting. Nobody's commenting. How many listeners? We don't know. We don't know how many times it's been listened to. We know. On our pod, voice blogs. Yes. It's a shame. It's a shame, really. Sad times.